It happened to me a good amount. Or people just didn't get it, how they would answer. One person I did, whatever, Tetris Pac-Man, he goes, how am I supposed to fuck a Tetris? And I was like, what?
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Finding Mr. Hyde, the podcast. I'm Allie, back with my co-host, Erica. How is it going?
Hello, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am having a little bit of a, it's like I don't have that many plans this weekend, specifically because I am unpacking in my apartment and I've made a lot of progress and I am now sitting in my new studio.
Oh, hell yeah. Worth it.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So I've got my pink background, which like will be better later, but I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks. How are you? What do you leave for LA tomorrow?
Yes. Tomorrow morning, I leave for LA. I'll be there for a week doing some great shows and taping Corden. So I'm very, very excited.
So exciting.
Yeah. So I don't really have any dating updates this week. I've gone heavy on the comedy for right now, which honestly is a little bit nice. I kind of was like, you know what? It kind of was nice to like not check my apps at all and just focus on literally everything else.
Yeah, I totally get that. So because I've been like a bit anxious about how my apartment is coming together because I'm also leaving in a week. I'm going to California. We're going to miss each other though, which is a bummer.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Rourke was like, are you going to be here at the same time? We can all hang out. I'm like, I'm going to miss her by like a day. But I have been more than usual leaning on my Sunset Lake CBD gummies, taking them pretty much every day. And they've been really helping me kind of like chill the fuck out, honestly, about my packing situation.
Yeah, you're a very organized person. So I imagine all the boxes in your apartment are bothering you a million times more than it would bother me personally.
You think I'm an organized person?
I do. I mean, we're very organized for the pod. So that's my impression.
No, I love this because this is like the thing that surprises people the most about me is that I am probably the messiest person that you know.
I mean, yeah, maybe it's just, you know, when it comes to like computers, you're very organized.
I'm organized in like my work life. Yeah, in the digital world. I'm very organized in the digital world. I'm very organized with my communication, with my schedule, like all of that shit. In this physical world that we live in, I am a hot mess.
Okay. All right. I guess it kind of makes sense. You're burnt out by the end of the day of spreadsheets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't have time to deal with my apartment. So no, I am very, very messy, typically speaking. So the Sunset Lake gummies have been so good. I've been keeping them in my fridge, which I've never done before, but I noticed on the package that they recommend that. And it's been like a nice, cool little gummy in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never thought about doing that. I mean, I love the tincture drops with the melatonin. That's always my favorite. And
those last night.
Yeah. And I always bring them when I travel. So when I'm going to LA, I'll be bringing those because anytime you have to change the time difference, it just helps on the come down at night. Or just for me, I'll be like hopped up on adrenaline after a show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. So. Yeah, I highly recommend. If the listeners want to check it out, they can go to sunsetlakecbd.com, use our code FMH2020, and they can try it out for themselves.
Yeah, 20% off. Get it for yourself. Get it as a gift. sunsetlakecbd.com. They're the best.
Yeah, I got to order all my Christmas gifts and stuff. I definitely giving out Sunset Lake as a gift this year.
It's great. It's a great gift idea.
It really is. So no dating updates for you? You're kind of laying low?
Well, I guess an update for the public pod I have is our last episode. I referenced my dance floor makeout Spanakopita man.
Yes.
And we were texting, talking. He was being what I deemed as very interested. And then we fell into that little kind of joking trap, but not joking, of the internet stalking.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend's daughter actually looked him up by like phone number and whatever information I had found is like
phone
number is
a good
stats.
One. Phone number like typically pulls somebody up right away.
Yeah, some I don't know. I truly, honestly don't really stalk people, whether it's through an app before I meet them or in real life. I partly think it's partly because I don't want them stalking me. I have a lot of
skeletons in your closet.
Stuff out there.
No,
it's kidding. Not even skeletons.
No,
it's,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's more. I'm like, oh yeah, I have like herpes is on my website. So
yeah, it's like right there.
Yeah, pretty easy to find. So essentially, that is kind of what happened. Was there was kind of this joking back and forth stalking thing, and then all of a sudden he like didn't respond to a message, and I was like, oh, I think he found it. I think he found it. And then I waited a few days and I was like, I'm the type of person that I'm like, if something's going to end, I want to burn it to the ground, end it. I don't like this weird like, ooh, maybe in the future. I'm like, no. Either now or never. That's very much my style. So I just reached out. Thank you. I just reached out being like, hey, are you back in the city this weekend?
Yeah.
And he answered hours and hours later, which you're like, all right. And he was like, no, but I might come in for a Yankee game. Why? What's up? And then I just said, oh, I was just going to see if you wanted to get a drink sometime. Little smiley face. The next day I get an answer, and it's that answer of like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not really in the headspace right now to date, yada, yada, yada. And he was like, but I'll keep a lookout for your stuff. Like, I think it's so cool you do comedy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And essentially, I just took the L on it. And I was like, yeah, all right. Well, maybe see you in the future, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an L for the record.
I think it's an L. I'm like 90% sure he found out something about herpes. But the truth is, we'll never know.
But what I mean is, like, I don't think it's a loss if you're not going to go out with this man who, for whatever reason, all of a sudden dropped off communication.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it was a fun, I don't know, fun little flame, I guess we'll say. Yes. Not even, you know, not that
it would have been fun.
It would have been a fun little flame. So
yes, very much so. Very much so.
I was like, well, the good news is I'm horny again. So hello, world.
Hello, world. Erica is here.
Hello. Set me up with your friends. Okay. Yeah. The only thing I have that, and then, oh, that guy from the bar, the Mr. Not Single, let's call him.
Oh, yeah.
He did text me again randomly, and I just didn't answer him.
Like, to what end?
I don't know. I just didn't answer. I was like, yeah.
No, there's no point.
No. I was like, I'm not going to lecture this man. He's not going to change. Because of some random girl in a bar is suddenly like, excuse me, sir, I think what you're doing is wrong. I think you need boundaries. No, I'm just out.
Well, because we know, I'm 99.9 repeating percent sure that if you did that, he would turn it around on you and like try to make this about how like, oh, are you saying that like I can't have friends just because I'm in a relationship? Like the bullshit that he tried to say when you met him.
Oh, yeah. Or not even of just the fact that he was like, well, I gave you the option of giving me your number or not. It's like, it's an uncomfortable situation, sir. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I blacked out during it of like, what is happening? I felt like I was watching.
Totally understand why you gave him your number. Like, without any intentionality behind it of like speaking to him again or continuing to engage, like that that discomfort of that moment, I think a lot of people can resonate with, of just like, just get me out of here. And what will get me out of here the fastest? Giving this man my number.
Right. And I'm very much someone that I'm like, I really have no problem telling people no or speaking my mind. It was just a situation. I was like, I'll just give this number and leave.
Yeah.
And I'll with it later. You know?
Exactly. Because I too have no problem telling people how I feel and giving them a piece of my mind. But that still takes mental energy.
Mm-hmm.
That like sometimes you're like, you know what? I've just had it with needing to do that.
Yeah.
I get that for sure. I get that.
You know. Oh, well. Who knows?
We have an exciting week coming up.
We do. Exciting week. Do you have any updates for the team?
Maybe you'll meet someone in LA.
I know. Maybe.
I do. So the patrons heard this over a week ago now. I was like hot off the presses from my third date with the Padre when we recorded last week's Patreon. So I went out with the Padre. And so if you want to hear like all the details, you can go there. Because as always, the patrons get the tea. Yep. But I went out with the Padre on Friday, last Friday for our third date. And going into it, I, as the listeners know, was a little bit on the fence, you know, like a little bit like I'm not sure if this guy is for me. I'm not sure if this is the connection that I'm looking for. I want to gather more information. I'm going to go on this third date to do that. And I did. And I gathered. And the information that I gathered has told me that this is not my dude.
Unfortunately,
because he is a really good dude. And like, that he has a lot of qualities that I really like. His communication is great. He, you know, is very proactive. He's very kind. You know, all these things that I really like. However, there are plenty of good humans out there in the world that I don't want to date and who don't want to date me, even though I'm a good human.
Right.
I'd like to think so. And that's just what happened here. And I just, it's not even like something I can, it's not like he said something or did something that I can like specifically pinpoint and say, oh, that's the thing.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it was more just a feeling and not even a chemistry feeling. More just a feeling of the dynamic between us in conversation that just didn't feel comfortable. It didn't feel like the dynamic that I want to have with a potential partner.
You know what's good about these when they happen, as much as it sucks, because you're like, this is a good person, and it's almost like I wish it was working.
Yeah.
These moments are great for making you realize the times you were on the other end, how really it's really not personal, and it
totally
really isn't this like, I don't know, calculated decision. Like it's just when you're on the end you're on right now, you're like, yeah, I have no ill will toward this person. I wish I liked this person more. I wish it was going in that direction, and unfortunately it's just not, and I can't even put my direct finger on it. It's not one thing they did, it's not one thing they said, it's just ultimately not the connection for you.
Yeah.
And as much as it's personal, it also isn't at the same time.
Right. Like it is personal in the sense that it's obviously about him.
Yeah, right.
But it's not in the sense that like it's not a judgment on him as a person.
No, not at all.
And it's funny because you asked me on the Patreon, like, was it more of a friend vibe? And I was like, not even, because the thing is, I don't actually have that much data on what our physical chemistry might be. And you can listen to the Patreon if you want to hear more about that. But it's not even that. It's not even like, oh, I didn't feel a spark, I didn't feel a chemistry. It has nothing to do with that. It was actually more the conversational dynamic between us where it didn't even feel like a friend. Like I said to you yesterday, I would have had more fun with you.
Yeah. Or you think of a guy friend you would have had more fun with.
Yes.
That you have a platonic no desire to be physical with. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I planned this date. He planned the first two. And so I was like, you know, let me decide, like, let me plan what we're going to do. I planned an objectively fun date. We went to a comedy show. If I do say so myself, we went to like a comedy kind of like, what would you call what Jordan Temple does?
Like a one man show.
One man show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Of comedic nature. It was funny. So we did that at one of my favorite bars in Brooklyn, which is Union Hall. We then went to dinner and sat at the bar at Bricolage, which is one of my favorite restaurants. And then we got a nightcap afterwards. It was a lovely evening. I know for a fact that I would have had just as much fun by myself.
Yeah.
And that's not a judgment on him. Like, that's not like a – sounds bad, but like it's not a – that's not to say that like he made things worse, because he didn't.
Yeah, it's, you're more just emphasizing the connection isn't so strong that the opposite is when you're like, man, I could do anything with this person and have such a good time.
Yes, that is exactly it.
Yeah, where you're like, I felt the activities were more carrying the date.
Yeah, and like exactly. So, anywho, the Padre will be no more. I have not told him that yet. He will know by the time this comes out. But he is currently – so we went out on Friday night, and then on Saturday morning, he drove out of the city with some friends for, like, I think he's coming back on Tuesday for, like, vacation. And I am not going to do what the three-peat did to me last year and text him out of the blue telling him that I don't feel a connection anymore and we shouldn't go on any more dates while he's on vacation.
Yeah. Although vacation, hell of a time to rebound, I will say. Well, I will put a point towards.
True. But I would say something. If he texts me while he's gone and makes some sort of, tries to make a plan for date four, then I would say something. Because then it's like, you have prompted me to say something in this moment. But like, I'm not going to text him unprompted. while he's out with his friends.
I get it.
So yeah, so that's the end of that. But I am excited today, before we get to our topic, we are following up on something we talked about 2 weeks ago, which is the kiss hello.
Yes. Okay. All right. I thought this was a fun survey to do.
I loved this survey, and we've never done like a slider survey before, and I really like it. I want to like add in polls into our playbook.
And where can people suggest things for like weird or not, the poll?
Oh yeah. Great call.
Where can people throw those in?
FindingMrHight.com/podcast. Well, it probably won't be hot off the presses by the time this comes out, but I just relaunched my website, findingmrhight.com.
Oh, great.
Which was a labor of love with a wonderful, wonderful website designer. And Katie Means Business is her thing, if you like my website. That's not sponsored. I paid for it. I just really like it.
That's a real shout out.
And everything we shout out are things that we like, but that is a legitimate, like, I paid for this service and I loved it. And so it is brand spanking new, findingmrhight.com/podcast. There's a link to our questions and suggestions forum, so you can ask us a question, which we use in the hot topics and the grab bags. You can submit a suggestion for a topic you want us to cover or a guest you think would be great, or you can, or just like general feedback, or you can submit suggestions for Mythbusters, Weird or Not, and polls.
Yes. Love it. Suggest away, everybody.
Suggest away. So we both, and what I like about what we're doing with these polls going forward is that we're both posting them, so we can kind of see if there's any difference between our audiences. And I was actually surprised by what my audience said.
Oh, okay. Do I have to guess?
Sure, you could guess.
So the question was, at what number date do you start kissing hello? That was the question to the fans. We gave a range of what? 1 to 8. Eight plus,
yeah.
Let's say. Yeah. It's hard because I have data on my end. But I guess I'll just guess my own personal is like, yeah, date 5.
Yeah.
Date 5. I'm a kind of a date 5 gal. Yeah. Was that the average for you?
I thought it was right smack in the middle, which would be like 4-ish, based on how I kind of set it up. I thought it was going to be later. Like I thought, and not because of my own personal stuff, I just thought that it was going to be closer to 8. And it wasn't.
Yeah, it's more of a like for sure by this date. But it always depends how people read it. But yeah, I was shocked with mine as well. Mine was a solid 5 was the average. But people were like, I was getting messages that people were like, why is this range even so high? I'm like, because it's a poll.
It's a poll.
It's a poll. I don't know. I don't know how all you guys live your life. All right. I can't assume everyone's answer is going to be my answer of like 5. And I got some harsh answers of explaining.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? Men were even more definitive in that answer.
Oh, and
I had men being like, if you're not kissing them hello by the 5th date, just stop dating them.
Wow.
Like a very like, I'm clearly not interested if I don't want to kiss you hello by that time. And I was like,
I mean, wow. I'm trying to think about, so like the last sort of like going on continued dates situations that I had were the disco ball, the journalist, and the comeback kid that I was kind of dating sort of like concurrently earlier this year. And I'm trying to remember, because most of the people that submitted, that said, you know, why they chose what date they chose, they were like, well, we've definitely, if I'm continuing to go on dates with you, around date 4 or 5, we've definitely kissed in general.
Usually.
Usually. But like, if I'm going on a 5th date with you and we haven't kissed yet, it's highly unusual. I can't. In fact, I don't think that's ever happened to me. So like, we've definitely kissed already. And there's a high likelihood that some other stuff has happened as well.
Oh, I got that answer from most women was just, well, we've had sex at that point, so I would be comfortable kissing them.
Yeah. They're like, if I don't want to kiss you hello, then like, what am I doing anything else?
Right.
And so I was thinking back to, I think, so like, this was a little bit weird because our 3rd date was down in DC. And sure. I don't, and my friends were there when we said hello. So like, I don't think I kissed him hello on our 3rd date, but definitely the next time I saw him. But again, that was, I went to stay with him.
So yeah, then I mean, if you take a, you know, 3-hour bus for a man, I would think,
kiss hello.
I would think you would want to kiss hello or you'd be willing to do that.
But like going back to the rower, We kissed hello on our third date. We did not kiss hello on our second date because I remember our second date was at Barcade in Williamsburg. And I remember walking in and him like giving me a hug. Then our third date, we definitely kissed hello. I have had a guy kiss me hello on the second date that startled the fuck out of me.
Well, he knew. He was in.
He was ready. I was not. I was ready for a hug. He went right for the kiss on the lips and I was like, "Wah!"
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I guess, wait, was that someone you had made out with?
Yeah.
See, now that we've been discussing it, you know, if I just hear you go, "Oh, this guy's second date tried to kiss me hello," we're all like, "Whoa." But then all the reasoning, and my reasoning too, is like, well, if I've made out with this guy, that really isn't that weird.
Totally. And I don't think I found it weird. Like, I wasn't like looking back on it being like, what the fuck, this guy kissed me hello. I just wasn't prepared.
Yeah, it's just surprising. But
yeah, it was surprising. It startled me. And then I felt awkward because of how I reacted.
Yeah, totally. No, I would too. I'd be like, second date, I wouldn't assume it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, that was a fun one. So I just got back from Costa Rica and I decided to just fully lean into my curls while I was there and was so happy that I had all of my Pros hair care customized specifically for my hair to take with me.
Oh, that's the best. You need it, especially if you're going to be in those super humid places.
Exactly. And I recently actually started trying their curl cream, which I hadn't used before. I've used their shampoo, their conditioner, their dry shampoo. The curl cream is legit.
Yeah, I like all their stuff. Their dry shampoo is one of my favorites. And I was a little intimidated when I first used it because it was like a powder in my hands. Much better than a lot of the like spray can ones I've tried elsewhere. So it's my go-to for my dry shampoo for sure.
Yeah, it was just really great to not have to worry about my hair. Like, it sounds so silly, but it's a good relief.
No, but especially anyone who has travel coming up, we've all been there. You try to bring a hair dryer and it doesn't work. And it's like, when you're in the heat, trying to dry your hair with heat is a nightmare. Everybody knows that. So it could be worth it to go to Pros and check out what do they have for your natural hairstyle to help your hair dry naturally even better.
Yeah, and Pros is so confident that you're going to bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order, 50, at pros.com/FMH.
So you get your free consultation and then 50% off at pros.com/FMH. That's PROSE.com/FMH.
I don't know about you, Erica, but I have always been a PMS girly. Like, that week before I get my period, even though I don't actually get a period anymore because of my IUD, the week when I would get it, I have always had just hormones all over the place, cravings, it's cramps, just all sorts of stuff. And it's been so much easier to manage my PMS with Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth.
So one thing I really like about this company is so many health studies they don't reveal has only been done on men. So I love a company that is actually making products not only designed for women, but is also testing them with women. Makes a huge, huge difference. Taking the Hormone Harmony isn't just for like menopause. I feel like we hear hormones and people think like, oh, that's not for me. But it can work for all of us at any age. Whether you do still have those night sweats, right? You don't have to have menopause to be hot at night, all right? That's your girl all the time. Racing thoughts and low moods, maybe poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or the occasional bloating or gas. Hormone Harmony can help you with all of these things.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, and the beauty of those is they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal change that we're talking about, or any of those issues that you mentioned. The biggest benefit is just feeling like myself all the time and not having these like ups and downs.
If you're interested in getting something like this into your routine, you should definitely check them out. And we have a limited time deal for you. You can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com and just use the code FMH at checkout.
But today we are talking about dating apps, which I'm very excited about. We haven't touched on dating apps on the pod in a long time. And I probably will just call it right now. We will do a follow-up episode on this.
Yeah.
There's too much content.
So much to cover.
So
much to cover. And the data always changes. Because I looked up to try to get some more data from like Hinge and Bumble and see what I could find.
Yeah. You know,
on the fact front of like, okay, what's factually happening? I don't know if you have any new moves you want to start with.
I want to start with your move because love your move.
This is a new one. So some of the best dating app advice I think I've gotten personally was actually from, it was like a Matthew Hussey video a long time ago. And he made this point of like, a lot of times we complain that like the conversation on the apps are boring. But are you being boring too?
Yep. Boring input, boring output.
Exactly. And it's like usually both people are being boring. And a lot of times we don't want to look at ourselves and be like, I'm being boring, especially if you're the one asking the question, right?
Yeah. Like when people are like, oh, people just say, how are you? I'm like, okay, well, you don't have to respond, good you.
Exactly. It's both ways. So yeah. Sometimes it's like, yeah, sometimes I can't think of a super exciting question to ask you. There's not a lot of information on this profile, whatever, or I'm tired and the Bumble ticker is going down. I got 30 minutes to message and I'm just like, how's your week going? You know, like I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm the best messenger, you know?
Well, that's why I do the hook, so I don't have to worry about the clock.
Right. But you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm like, I'm not in the mood for this hook.
I get it.
You know, like sometimes I'm like, I just want to be a boring regular person, right?
I just want to be a regular. For those people also, just for the people who haven't heard about my hook, I almost always open with some version of, hey, Erica, big question for you, ... Mm-hmm. Because it stops the clock. It gets people to respond 9 times out of 10. And then you have more time to think about what you're going to say.
True. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for that. But
I hear you.
So a lot of times when I get sick of apps, I try to look more at myself of like, what can I do to make this more fun? Make this more, I don't know, bantery, something.
Mm-hmm.
And
something.
I have been basically cold opening with voice memos to people.
I fucking love it. I love it. It's so because good.
And honestly, it's partly out of laziness that I can be asking the same question that's not really exciting. But it feels much more exciting that I have a voice to it and I just put a little life into it in my message.
Yes. So like you could ask like, hey, Eric.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't think of any names but yours and yours as a man. Like, how is your week going? But because it's a voice memo, it's like fresh and exciting, even though you're asking like the same boring shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, and I'm even doing the like, hey, I'll say their name and some names are hard to pronounce and I just go in confident and I've even just jokingly backed up on myself, but I think it's just fun and authentic that now I'm blanking on names too. God, I should have had names prepared for these examples, but let's just say it's like Mike, but it was hard to say. I'll just be like, hey, Mike. And then I'll go, I hope that's how I say your name. I'm going in real confident on it. But hi, America. Nice to meet you. And then I'll just pick one thing from their profile to riff about where it's like, oh, finally, somebody who's a fan of crunchy peanut butter. I don't know who these smooth peanut butter people are, but they're not for me. Like something so dumb, so basic. And then I'll even just be like, yeah, how's your week going? Da, da, da. And honestly, I've been getting phenomenal responses to the voice memos, even if they just text back.
So that was going to be my next question. Have you found, like, what percentage of people are sending a voice memo back versus writing back to your voice memo?
I'd probably say 30%, because I think it's a very – it depends where you catch them. I've had people be like, hey, I'm on the train, but this is hilarious. So many men have gone, I've never gotten a voice memo before.
I think that's – that doesn't surprise me. Because like I'm just thinking about the number of voice memos I've gotten. I don't think it's very low.
Yeah.
Especially on Bumble.
That's what made me think of it. Someone sent me one on Hinge and then we started sending voice memos back and forth. And I was like, this is way better. I'm getting way more of a feeling for this person. It feels flirtier. Like I'm more excited to open this voice memo than, you know, the message of like, oh, so what do you got going on this week? Feels so boring. But someone asking it with a little life in their voice is exciting.
Rourke and I had talked before about how like voice memos are really hot if the person's not being creepy, obviously, because I've had some of that. But I hadn't considered that I could just open with one.
Oh, and Bumble, you can cold open with one. Hinge, you can't. You have to match.
You can't like send a voice memo. You can't like send a in voice comment. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that
makes sense. On Hinge, a few times when I haven't had a comment to make, I've just gone match with me for a voice memo.
I love that.
And that's also worked. So I'm like, oh, hello. Hi. Oh. And I have heckled men that say they're from other countries to hear their accent straight up.
Like you're like, I want to hear it.
I was like, hey, I'm sending you a voice memo because I see you're from Australia. And I'm not going to lie. I want to hear that voice. I want to hear what you sound like. Like, and that's also a flirty move to do.
I love this. This is great. I also, this is perfect timing because have committed to myself, probably not today because today has blown up on me out of nowhere, but I've committed to myself that I am going to re-download Hinge.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were off it. All right.
Oh, yeah. But on accident. Well, obviously I deleted it on purpose, but I meant to re-download it almost immediately. Mm-hmm. And then I just never did. It's been almost a month.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense too, because one of the stats I found was Sunday responses go up 70%.
Yeah. So Sundays are, I mean, it makes sense that people are around, they're getting ready for the week, they're like, you know, at home. Sundays are definitely the most popular time to be on dating apps. And I am curious though what it's going to look like this year, because typically what has been referred to in the news as dating app Sunday is the Sunday after New Year's, mm-hmm. which this year is New Year's Day. Like actual New Year's Day is a Sunday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Typically, that is the highest traffic day of the entire year for dating apps.
For all dating apps. Yep.
All dating apps. Highest. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's the highest like re-download day, messaging day, active day. Yep. Everybody's off work. Yep.
Exactly. I didn't see much data about it last year. But previous to that, there was a lot. So yeah, Sundays, send your voice memos on Sundays. I'm absolutely going to try sending some voice memos. My move, as I mentioned up top, but like my general move is the hook, big question for you, ... I have been switching up though what that hook is.
Okay, like what you say after?
No, like what the instead of just saying big question for you.
Oh.
I'll say like, I have to know, ... Or I have to tell you something, ...
Okay. All right.
Or like one of the things that I've started doing, if I suspect that a guy maybe doesn't live here, which happens a lot in New York, if they don't have a lives here thing mm-hmm. and they're like maybe traveling or like something, I'll say like, I have potentially bad news.
Oh.
And then when they say, what is this bad news? I'll say like, I just noticed that maybe you don't live in New York? ? And sometimes they do. In fact, often they do. And they're like, oh, no. Like I was just, you know, traveling or I was doing this or whatever. But no, I live here. I'm like, oh my gosh, phew. And then we move on and we go from there.
Yeah, because the travel mode, it goes one way or the other. Either they put travel mode on because they're coming here, or I've had people, they put the travel mode on to still swipe in New York and they're traveling for work.
I do that.
So, exactly. And I've done that before too. So I'm like, you can never just assume. That's why a lot of times I'll just hit them with the question of how long have you lived in New York? Like assuming they already live here. And then that makes them be like, oh, I don't live here. And, or some people, similar to Disco Ball, are like, oh, I am moving back there. I moved away during the pandemic. My office is opening. I'm coming back. You're like, okay,
right.
Cool.
And they're like, okay, I'm going to swipe in the city in advance.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've been like switching that around. And then I have been laughing because I will do videos when I have a new opener. So like I did a TikTok and an Instagram reel about my Marry, Fuck, Kill opener where I said like, it's Marry, Fuck, Kill, your Bumble interest edition for those people listening who haven't seen it. So basically like, you know how you can list your interests on Bumble now, or it's been a while that you could do that. So I will just pick three of them and say like, it's Marry, Fuck, Kill, your Bumble interest edition. And I'll like list three, you know, like Marry, Fuck, Kill, your Bumble interest edition, like beaches, bars, the gym, because those are like three of his interests.
Funny, I don't clarify Bumble interest edition when I do it. I've done that move.
You just do it?
Yeah, I just pick three things. And what's so funny is a lot of times they don't even realize. They're like, man, that's hard.
You're man, like, yeah, buddy, they're your own interests.
They're like, God, good, great question. Oh,
How did you know three of my favorite things?
Yeah. Or a lot of times I like to try to pick stuff that's same category. Like if they have tennis and another sport, I'll just pick a third sport. I'll just throw it out there and be like, all right, maybe this is the one they kill easily. But yeah, I think I like the sneaky way a little bit.
That's very like, funny.
God, we're hitting it off. This girl gets me.
Or she just reads.
Yeah, literally. I'm looking at the details, but.
Or if they don't have interest, I'll like pick three things off their profile and I'll call it your Bumble profile edition. Rather
I like
than
going,
interests.
I like going random things. If someone works in like the tech space for a while, I was doing three random old school video games like Pac-Man, Tetris, and Super Mario Bros. Or whatever.
I used to do waffles, pancakes, French toast.
That's also a good one. That is a good
one. There's a guy in my dating history that we call Waffles. That's like his nickname. And the reason he's called Waffles is because that's what he picked.
Interesting. God, honestly, I've been tempted a few times to do like a few like household chore things to be like, what am like I working with here?
All dishes, right? Laundry,
yeah.
Mopping.
Yeah. Vacuuming. What do you like?
Vacuuming.
Let me give a peek into my future here, you know?
The tricky thing with Marry, Fuck, Kill, though, is that not everybody knows what it is.
I've also run into that problem. So I switched to voice memos.
Interestingly enough, I haven't, to the extent that it seems to be happening to people in my comments.
It happened to me a good amount. Or people just didn't get it, how they would answer. One person I did, Tetris Pac-Man, he goes, how am I supposed to fuck a Tetris? And I was like, what? Like, I kept finding men being like, if you picked inanimate things, they were like, that's not how you play this game. It needs to be someone I would fuck. I'm like, it's the game's not just with people, sir. I'm sorry. Like, one time I jokingly was like, okay, what do you want? Sandra Bullock, Natalie Portman, you want actual people? Oh, is that how we're going to start this off?
Should I put me in there?
Yeah, yeah. Should I pick a celebrity lookalike for me? Should I put a Sarah Silverman versus a blonde chick and someone else? See where I rank in your preferences? God. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Yeah, I have been lucky that I have not encountered that many people who don't know the game. The thing that I have started to encounter, though, which is I used that opener for a while before I made a video about it for exactly this reason, is that people now it's like out there. Mm-hmm. That video happened to get pretty big on both platforms. And so I have had men be like, why is everybody asking me this?
Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually said back to one, what did he say? He said something. I didn't really like his answer. I didn't really like what he said because it was kind of mean. But like, he said something along the lines of like, oh, you can't even send me an original question. Like, everybody's asking me that. And I wrote back and be like, and I wrote back and I said, like, what if I told you I wrote that question?
Yeah, I invented it.
I invented that question, sir. So it is a fucking original question, but I don't like your attitude.
Yeah, right. I am the scrub daddy of this question. I invented it.
But yeah, your attitude has made me veto the situation, but it was original for the record.
Exactly. I know.
I had one guy a couple days ago just say, nah.
See, that's why I'll be honest with you. All right. I don't hate the big question for you, but sometimes I feel like the guy will put so much pressure to be like, what is this big question?
Like, he thinks it's going to be like the biggest question of his life.
Yeah, and then whatever I say, they're a little like, really? And I'm like, all right, dude, I'm just trying to be fun. You know?
I agree with you. And that's actually like a screening mechanism for me.
Mm, okay.
Like, if you're the type of person that is going to be a dick, frankly, mm-hmm. about asking a silly question after I said big question for you and not be able to like play in this game with me in this like silly space, we're probably not a match.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, that's the same of like, that's why I took comedian off my profile on any level, because
were people just like demanding that you be funny on command?
Or they would just shit on whatever I opened with if it wasn't impressive to them. They would be like, I expected more from a comedian. I'm like, okay, how's being 6'2 and Jewish? Is that what I'm supposed to say? Am I supposed to crowd work you? You know?
Oh my God.
Right. But the voice memo, I'm like, oh, that to me is, I am being my comedic self and fun and like riffing off their profile. And it's like, I'm almost doing crowd work that way. And I'm like, oh, this is easier to me. Like, I have less anxiety doing that.
Yeah.
Or also even the times I've screwed up the voice memo, I think it's funny.
Oh, like, absolutely.
It's authentic.
It's endearing.
Fun.
Yeah. So that's what I do on Bumble. On Hinge, I implore you, dear listeners, please send a comment and not just a like.
It's hard to stick to. It's hard to not get lazy one day. But
it
I agree.
It is, but the data supports it. So like, they don't release as much data as they used to, but Hinge used to release a lot of data. Like, they had a whole blog back in the day, mm-hmm. several years ago, about, you probably found it when you were doing your research. Like, they had a whole blog about the data from their app. Yeah. And when they were releasing it, I think it was 4 times, but it was a significant amount more likely to get a response than just a like. It is significantly more likely that you will get a reply to a comment than just a like. So just do it, even if it's something dumb.
Yeah, you had a trick once. Was it something of like, I want to zoom in on several things in this photo, or I have a question about this photo?
I have so many questions about this photo is That's something that I use all the time. If they don't have like, and I think we probably have to do like a different episode about like your own profile and ways to make your own, because there's just too much content.
Yeah, ever changing. Also because I get bored. I get bored of myself.
For sure.
So,
but anyway, yes, that is something that I've done. If a person doesn't have like something I can easily sink my teeth into on their profile, where like, oh, that's an easy thing to ask about, I will just find the most interesting picture and say, I have a lot of questions about this picture. Or I have to admit, I zoomed in on like 8 different things in this picture.
It's a fun move. That's a fun move.
Yeah. And then like pretty quickly you get off of that. Obviously, like you have to be prepared to answer some sort of clarifying question about that. Like you have to be able to like ask them a question about the picture if you say you have a lot of questions.
Something.
But it could be as easy as like, where was this taken? Like now you've matched. Like the bar is much lower for what you need to say once you've matched versus the thing you have to say to get the match.
100%. I saw a fun move. Can I share this move I saw?
Yeah, Bumble. Please.
This girl will pretend to know the person.
Yep.
So her message to someone is, Brian, wow, amazing seeing you on here. What a surprise. And the person answers, hey, do we know each other? And she says, nope. And then she wrote, I just say that to everyone so I don't, I say that to everyone that I don't think, I can't think of something interesting to say. Anyway, what's up?
That's a hell of a hook. I love the opener. I think I would go in a different direction with my reply to him.
Well, I would just be honest of like,
yeah, I think I don't think, because I think I would personally be turned off, even if it's true. And even if I know it to be the case, I think I would be personally turned off by the phrase, I just send that to everyone.
Oh, that part. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if I know it's true, I think I would just prefer a like, no, I just like really wanted to talk to you, which is true also.
Yeah, I would. That's I would untrue. Use this method when they have, especially Bumble, if they have nothing filled out on their profile in the bio, yeah. I would call them out and go, oh, I mean, there was nothing else to message you about. So, you know, I'd almost be like, sorry, I tricked you. Whatever. But that's a line in a bar.
I really like that move. We actually, speaking of like good moves from other people, we solicited moves from listeners.
We did. I was very excited to get these.
Yes. One of them. So, and I've used this one before and I really like it. Instead of big question for you, the hook is truth or dare.
That's also a fun one.
And this listener said that if he says truth, then she says, tell me about your most controversial opinion. And if he says dare, she says, send me the third picture in your camera roll.
That's a risky game.
Well, they can lie.
Well,
like if the
obviously
recent...
they're going to lie. I'm saying you are opening the door for someone to be like, well, and send you, you know, a shirtless pic or a dick pic.
But is that a bad thing? Because now you're like, next.
Or you're like, yes, no.
Well, sure. Yeah. Totally. If that's your thing, absolutely. But like, kidding. I don't mind giving the person an opportunity to be gross.
I don't hate that theory. I do like that theory.
It's one of the reasons why. So like I get some comments when I talk about my marry, fuck, kill thing. I get some comments about how saying the word fuck is just like inviting people to be gross and saying like, well, fuck you. And it's like, yeah, okay, great. Mm-hmm. If that happens, immediately no.
Yeah, or they answer your question fairly and then they throw you a sexual fuck, marry, kill back. In my personal data of dating apps, I've found if people get sexual quickly, even like a vague innuendo, it has never turned into someone like respecting my time and like really taking me on a date. I'll just say that. Which is fine if that's what you're looking for, just to be casual, but
I would absolutely rather know that up front.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the openers that I still ask this occasionally if there's nothing really on their profile. I'll say, we're out to dinner. What appetizer are you lobbying for? Or like, what's your favorite appetizer kind of thing? And an alarming amount of people say, how about you as an appetizer?
And I get that to the, what do you have going on this weekend? What are you doing this weekend? Hopefully you.
No.
Ugh.
But like, again, immediately no.
Yeah. You're like, well,
now I know, versus like that could have come out much later. I could have wasted much more time talking to you.
Yeah. This is similar to like when you're dating and it's like, I don't know, say not official, or even if it is, and you're like, for my birthday, I really want to spend it having dinner with this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you quiet and you wait to see what they do? Or do you let them know and give them the opportunity to do something great? And so it's like both ways. You're giving someone the opportunity to like be gross, to show who they are, in the same way that you give people the opportunity to show that they can step up and do something nice.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and for the record, I'm always a fan of communicating what you're looking for.
Oh, for sure. But you know what I mean? It's the classic. I got that advice from a male friend once where he was like, if that's what you want for your birthday, tell him that.
Tell him.
And then it's up to him of like, oh, will he step up and do that or not? He's like, but if he doesn't know, you can't then be mad he didn't do something special.
Absolutely. Like, we're getting into like if he wanted to, he would territory that I think is total bullshit.
Yeah.
We're like, no, like he doesn't know you want that thing.
Right.
So a couple people had like openers for, you know, if you have like a last minute, like if you're available that night, you do that, right? How do you do that?
I just message, hey, what are you up to tonight?
You just like get right, like that's your opener?
Yeah. You know what? I've actually used that as an opener, even if I don't want to meet that night, because I like that it gives the impression, hey, I'm trying to meet. And it also gives a very quick response.
But if you can't meet, then what if they're like, I'm free? Then you're like, oh, I'm not.
Yeah, I'll just be like, I'm not tonight, but I am this night. Yeah. But it's a nice window into who they are, because I've sent that message on a Tuesday and have gotten back answers that I'm like, oh, I don't think we would vibe as people. Like, oh, you're going to the club?
I'm off to the club.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to the club on a Tuesday? Okay. You know? All right. Or even someone that I guess is more of a drinker and I'm just not a huge drinker, but it's like, yeah on a Tuesday, I'm not typically out drinking, you know? Like if they're like, oh, per usual, having my three martinis and whatever. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. You know? All right, Don Draper. You know? Whatever.
How do you think that last minute ask has been perceived in terms of like, do you think people are perceiving it, men specifically in your experience, are perceiving it as like, oh, she might just be looking for casual because she's like, wants to meet up right now tonight?
Some probably do, but honestly, I feel like men on dating apps are like the classic hunter where it's like, hey, I matched with you. I want to meet you. I don't think men really want to stay on that app talking too much. They're like, I'm on this to meet people. So whether it's casual or whether it's a date, I think it kind of works either way, because also it gives you a window into what they want. Because I've had those where I'm like, hey, let's meet, let's go out. And the dude that's like still lazy on the just let's pick a place, let's go, and then suddenly it's like, oh, well, how about you just come over? It's like, oh no. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like I just get to it quicker, if that makes any sense.
You can kind of like figure out what their vibe is. Although I hear that. And I have gone out with people. I'm trying to remember, the Padre and I went out on like a last minute date. We'd been talking a little bit, but then he asked me out for that night and I happened to be free.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I know there's like the game of, oh, you should never be available last minute. But the truth is,
fuck that.
The truth is most of my nights are usually booked. So when I suddenly have a free night, I'm like, yeah, I want to use this night to do something. And a lot of times I've done this move when I've had dates cancel, honestly.
You had cleared your night for a date and you're like, I'm still going to have a date.
Yeah, basically. Why not? You know, yeah. I don't think it's bad. And it's also just, scheduling is hard enough as it is. And so I'm not at all the like, you gotta make the plan X amount of days before, da da da. Because a lot of times I feel like with especially online matches, the fire dies quickly. That like, I'm not someone that's often having these conversations for days and days and days.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it's bad. I am not in the camp of like, you have to pretend to be busy or you have to pretend that you're not busy on the night of. I was just more curious, like, you know, the vibe of like, let's go out tonight, let's meet up right now, like could seem more casual to some. But I guess to your point, like if they take it that way, that's probably not your dude.
Yeah, exactly. And also it's like, the truth is every man is on a date to get laid in a way. And it's like, men are on a date with someone because they would have sex with them.
I think that's a little bit different than like they're on the date to get laid. I think on a date because you would have sex with someone is different than being on the date for that purpose.
Yes. Slightly different. I meant it as a man says yes to a date with you. That means he wants to have sex with you. He would have sex with you.
And totally.
Pretty much every man has been like, oh, I'll be on a date where I'm like, oh, I don't necessarily feel a connection with this person. However, I would still have sex with them. That is a lot of men. So it's like, you know, in terms of what, I made the plan last minute. Suddenly he's going to look at me as some casual hookup. No, he's going to look at me as a casual hookup if I act like a casual hookup and I do those things. But it's like, I can make a last minute plan and just.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Like, yeah. But if all of a sudden on the date, someone was like, oh, I thought this meant we'd hook up because I messaged you to go out tonight. No, there's no guarantee. And also so many people on their profiles write that they love spontaneity. I can't say that word. They love being spontaneous, let's say.
Yeah.
So I'm
very
like, yeah,
true.
I'll be spontaneous.
It's interesting because one of the things, if somebody has that, something that I've asked about it is like, what's the last spontaneous thing you've done? And they're like at a loss. I'm like, you're not.
Yeah.
And I don't say that I'm spontaneous on my profile because I don't think that I am.
Yeah, right.
You know. But like, okay, tell me about the last spontaneous thing you did. Go on.
Like even just a lot. If it's by Thursday, I'll hit them with the "What are you up to this weekend?" vague, yeah. And then I'll even add "Any fun plans?" ? To try to be like, give me a highlight. You know?
Yeah, I like the idea of also. We got a couple listeners who said that they'll ask somebody like, "What was the highlight of your day?" or like, "What are you most excited about for this weekend?" to kind of understand like. What does this person see joy in? Like what are they able to kind of speak to in like the, you know, the good stuff that they're seeing in their life, which I like.
Yeah. I've hit the, what are you looking forward to this week? So it's vague enough, but then I always add the any fun plans to reiterate that thing of like, give me a fun thing.
Yeah.
You know, think, what is your highlight? And that was also in that Matthew Hussu advice. It was like, you have a whole week. What's just one fun thing that happened that would actually get you excited to talk about?
Yeah.
So, okay, one of the most common ones I found when I did research that gets responses is the prompt, the two truths and a lie. Now,
I don't like that prompt.
I don't like it either, but this is a classic move of like a lot of men put that on their profile because that is something that they would respond to on your profile. So the thing is, we're often doing the thing with our profiles that we want to see as our gender, and it's not really what the other person wants to see. So if you're a woman and you date men, they want things on your profile that's just an easy thing to respond to. They don't have to think that hard. That's why it's very common to get the response to the two truths and a lie. So she was, but it's like, yeah, you have to put things that are kind of interesting or somewhat about you. But it's really like, yeah, that's the easiest thing to answer because it's a guess.
I hear that, but I still feel like it, I've tried it, but I still feel like it's not as easy to respond to as direct questions. Or like there's a Hinge prompt that is try to guess this about me. And like I say, which sport do I still play competitively? So on my Hinge profile, when I had one, I didn't have anything about volleyball. I have it on my Bumble. It's not on my Hinge though. And I get so many responses. I guess now we're into what we do on our profile territory. And we said we were going to wait, but I get so many responses to that prompt of people guessing what sport I play competitively.
Yeah, because it's a kind of an easy thing to guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think direct questions make it really easy for someone to engage with your profile.
Mm-hmm. And specific.
It's the same reason that, It's the same reason that on Bumble, my favorite prompt is swipe right if.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, my answer for that I have, if you want to get off this app.
There you go.
So whether it means like literally for a date or in general, you're looking for a relationship. I'm like, yeah. And again, because I just want to give the vibe of like, hey, I'm someone that's on the app to meet you.
Yes.
I don't like sitting in the corner.
Yeah, totally. And you're like telling them what to do. You're like, swipe right if this thing resonates with you. And they're like, oh, this thing resonates with me. I'm a swipe right.
Weirdly, this reminded me of a question I've used as an opener of just, what are you binging lately?
Also a good one. Gives you a window into their personality.
Also, it's vague enough that I've had people be like, we talking food, we talking, you know, Netflix.
True.
I go, either, hit me. I
want
to hear.
Whatever you want.
What are we obsessing about right now? You know?
Yeah. I like that. I like also just seeing what direction somebody will take something in.
Mm, yes.
Giving them a little bit of, you know, leeway in that sense.
Right. Or it's almost a guilty pleasure vibe. I think I've asked people before, like, what's your guilty pleasure song you're listening to right now?
Yeah. I usually, when I respond to guilty pleasure stuff, I'll usually be like, I do not feel guilty about this, by the way. Because I don't feel guilty about my guilty pleasures. Because why?
Oh, I mean, seasonal. You could ask someone, what do you think is the best Christmas movie?
Seasonal is a really good way to go. Mm-hmm. I think like temporal, something that's going on. Like I did a video on like an election day opener when it was like not the midterms, but like the presidential election, or like if it's New Year's or if it's Halloween, like leading into Halloween, what are you going as for Halloween? And you can, that also tells you something about the person. Like, are they a dress up person? If you are.
Yeah. Right. I got it. That's an easy way to resurface convos. If any have died, a holiday comes up. Boom. Fuck, marry, kill Thanksgiving sides or whatever, you know?
That is one that I used last year on Thanksgiving, or like the day before, because the day before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday of Thanksgiving is historically the most popular night at bars. Bars, yep. Like bars are the most crowded the night before Thanksgiving. So like, by the way, go out on that night. And so that, I think, like kind of vibe sort of carries over that whole time. And so I like the Thanksgiving sides idea.
Oh, so something someone said on mine was using their name more than once. So like using it in your opener, being like, hey, name,
yeah,
whatever opener you send. And then at any point in the conversation, finding ways to be like, well, name. And I mean, that's just such a flirty thing. Have you ever had someone do that to you in person? It feels like a little like, ooh, like
people,
Erica.
I mean, people love the sound of their own name. It's like a psychological fact.
Yep.
The only thing I will caution about is that if you are not in person and if you don't know this person yet, it can come off as condescending.
Yeah, I guess. But it's a weird, you know, not a weird, but that's the banter of flirting, you know?
No, I'm with you. But like, I've had, I think, more of an experience of people using my name in a way that I'm like, ugh.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say it's sexual. I was like, well, that also.
Well, there's that too. A couple people wrote into mine that they like asking about somebody's pet peeves. I don't know if I want to go negative right away, though.
I would make it a work pet peeve.
Oh, interesting.
That's often a question I'll ask in interviews. I'll be like, what's your biggest work pet peeve? And everyone's always like, a good question.
What's your biggest work pet peeve?
My biggest work pet peeve is when people don't read the directions. Like when someone, or actually, no, even more so, when someone asks you something they could have Googled.
Let me Google that for you is a website.
Yeah, exactly. I hate it. And that's also, I'm an office manager, so I get a lot of questions that are about little details that, yes, I'm the one that knows the operations of things. But when it's something that I'm like, guys, I'm not Google for everyone.
I get frustrated with friends who do that, where like if I'm coordinating the group trip or something like that, and I'll send the address to the house in the in the group chat. I'll send the Airbnb listing to be like, hey, everyone, here's the address to the house. And then, of course, people are talking in the chat, right? So like the address gets buried. And then I'll get like side chats being like, what's the address of the house? I'm like, I also have to look it up. I don't memorize the addresses of the houses that I rent.
Right.
So you could look it up just as easily as me.
Yes.
You're basically just saying, here, please do this labor for me. Yeah, I think I have to agree with you on that work pet peeve. I don't get as many of those specifically, things that you could Google, but like, yeah, people who didn't read.
Oh, someone has an interesting hook. Do a big story early. You will never guess what happened. Talk to them like you are friends.
I like that. I like the problem is you need a big story. But I do like the idea of jumping into it as if you are in a conversation.
Yep. It's called Starting in the Second Act. It was in Logan Urey's book. And she talked about that on a date. She was like, if you had a crazy traffic, whatever, like coming in hot to the date is actually better than the like, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. How's your day? She's like literally coming in a little frazzled of like, oh my gosh, da, 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 this, this, that. As you're starting in the second act, you are already talking to them like, yeah, I'm comfortable, we're connecting. Yeah.
Yeah. I like when I'm going on a first date with somebody, kind of similarly, coming in and immediately referencing something that you talked about in your dating app conversation.
Yes.
For that same reason of being like, you know, I don't know, let's say you guys talked about your work pet peeves, right? Then you could be like, you'll, even if it's not true, you'd be like, you'll never guess, after we talked about that, I got an email today that somebody could have easily Googled. Can you believe it? And now you're like laughing about this inside joke that you've like just built within moments of meeting. You have an inside joke. I love establishing inside jokes.
Yeah. And also, oof, what a telling sign of, I've been on dates with people where I was like, we do not have the same sense of humor.
Yep.
Like, I had a guy, he was once bragging about all the monitors he had for his job, both at work and at home. And then he had a travel monitor as well, Allie. And yeah.
What? So then, I mean, I love a good double monitor setup, but.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know why we went down this road. Just talking about all these monitors, like bragging about it. And then I just was like, oh, what? Make sure you put it in your will. And he was like, what? I was just like, I don't know, dude, you're talking about these like, dude, they're family heirlooms. I don't know.
Like they're your children.
But I just was like, yeah, it's a joke. I don't really mean that. Like, lighten up. You know?
Oh my God. Like, yeah, honestly, like that's a thing, right? Like if you are bantering in your natural way with somebody on a dating app and they're not picking up what you're putting down, then you're probably not compatible.
I mean, I've even done that with the move to revive a convo. I'll hit them with the, what happened to us?
Somebody submitted that somebody submitted, come back, I miss us.
Right? It's fun. It, actually, in general, making us comments is very flirty and fun on a dating app. Or even when you say, you know what, I think we're never going to work out, to like a dumb opinion they have that it's like, oh God, I've gotten to this about like sports teams. They're like, I'm a Jets fan. And I honestly, Allie, don't really give a shit about football, but I'll be like, well, I'm a Bills fan, so I don't think it's going to work out. Or do you think we can make it through this? Do you think we can make it past this?
Yes, I think that's the thing. That's the thing that you say. I love that. I've used that. So when I was that's what I was struggling to remember when I was talking about the hook that I've used instead of big question for you, when I've said like, I have terrible news. Mm-hmm. One of the things is if the person maybe doesn't live here, but the other thing is like, so exactly like you said. So let's say it shows that they're like a Broncos fan. I'm a Chargers fan. And I do care about football, but not to this extent. And I'll say, I have terrible news. And he'll be like, oh my God, what is it? And I'll say like, I just noticed that you're a Broncos fan. I'm just not sure that we can make this work. What do you think? And then I'll put in like a little like lightning bolt so that to indicate, because I don't have football anywhere in my profile, but like to indicate that like I am a Chargers fan and that is why I am saying this, works really well.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to argue about shit that doesn't matter. That's why the fuck, marry, kill is fun when I do the random things. I've done condiments before. I've done like hot sauce, ketchup, mayo. Let's duke it out over condiments. It's like, yes, this really isn't a deal breaking factor, but it's just a fun way to banter with somebody.
Yeah. And it's also a good way to see, like, can this person joke around, shoot the shit about dumb stuff?
Yeah. Are they fun?
Are they fun? Are they fun? Well, you know, we could continue to go on and on and on about all this dating profile stuff, but I think we got to save some for part two. What do you think?
I think so too. Yeah. And people, suggest your openers, suggest your moves, whatever you're doing on there that you feel is working. Happy to hear it.
Yeah. Submit findingwhistrides.com/podcast. Let us know.
Is this the end of the episode? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think so.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I was like, you just ended it. Let us know. I was like, this is the end, right? Okay.
We could totally include that too.
I didn't want to cut you off and be like, all right, guys, see you next week. And you're like, no.
Bye. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.